Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with AI agents. Today's standout story is not a shinier chatbot or a single leaderboard jump. It is the infrastructure around agents' growing teeth, persistent workspaces, budget enforcement, provenance, and benchmarks that finally ask what happens when the agent leaves the demo and touches the real world. OpenAI wants Codex to keep working in secure cloud environments. Google is pushing faster and more conversational model surfaces. GitHub is full of new local agent workbenches. And the research lane is waving a little red flag with "prompt injection has victims, not just scores," written on it in very large ink. Start with the ledger. OpenAI announced it will acquire Owner, a company focused on secure cloud execution and orchestration, to strengthen Codex. The important detail is not merely the acquisition. It is OpenAI's framing. Codex has moved from a local coding helper toward a platform for long-running work. OpenAI says more than 5 million people use Codex each week, a 400% increase from earlier in the year. And the Owner deal is meant to give agents a persistent, customer-controlled place to run. That phrase, persistent workspace, is the hinge. Coding agents are useful when they can inspect files, run tests, keep context, and recover from mistakes. But the moment they run for hours or days, they stop being a clever prompt and become operational infrastructure. Where do credentials live? Which network can the agent touch? What gets logged? Who can interrupt it? What review gate turns generated work into accepted work? Owner is OpenAI's answer to that stack. The model is not enough. The agent needs a governed room to work in. OpenAI also opened Codex for open source, a program for maintainers of active public projects. Selected maintainers can receive 6 months of ChatGPT Pro, possible access to Codex security, and API credits for pull request review, issue triage, release workflows, and core maintenance. That is a quiet but meaningful move. Open source maintainers sit at the choke points of the software supply chain. If coding agents reduce their burden, wonderful. If they flood maintainers with plausible but sloppy changes, dreadful. The difference will be review design, not marketing copy. The third ledger item is the Artificial Analysis Coding Agent Index. Its current comparison has Claude Code with Fable 5 at the top, narrowly ahead of Codex with GPT 5.5. But the truly interesting part is the spread across harnesses and costs. The index blends Deep SWE, Terminal Bench version 2, and SWE Atlas Q&A. It also shows that the same underlying model can perform differently depending on the agent harness. That is a lovely antidote to leaderboard brain. In agent systems, the model matters, but the scaffolding matters too. Tools, file system access, prompt protocol, execution loop, caching, review policy, and how the harness recovers from wrong turns. In model releases, the morning is not stuffed with brand new frontier drops, so the useful signal is narrower. Google's Diffusion Gemma claims up to 4 times faster text generation by using a diffusion-style approach rather than purely next token generation. For builders, do not hear that as magic dust. Hear it as a reminder that latency is an agent feature. Every planning loop, every draft, every self-check, every tool summary consumes time and money. If diffusion-style text generation can make small or local models faster without destroying quality, it changes the economics of iterative agents. Google also introduced Gemini 3.5 Live Translate, bringing near real-time speech translation to AI Studio, Google Translate, and Google Meet. That sits slightly outside the coding agent lane, but it matters for agent builders because the interface surface is widening. Agents are not only terminal creatures. They will sit in calls, support sessions, field workflows, classrooms, clinics, and distributed teams. Real-time speech translation is a model capability, yes, but it is also an integration primitive. Identity, consent, transcript handling, and latency all become part of the product design. The model release takeaway is a little unfashionable. The day's most useful model news is about speed and modality, not just benchmark dominance. faster local generation and better live audio both feed agents that feel less like batch jobs and more like collaborators. In frameworks and tooling, OpenAI's owner acquisition deserves a second look because it points at a broader pattern. The first wave of agent products asked, can the model use tools? The second asks, can the agent run somewhere trustworthy, keep state, and produce an audit trail? Persistent workspaces, cloud sandboxes, reproducible environments, and policy-aware credentials are becoming product features. Codex for Open Source points at the same idea from another angle. Maintainers do not need a toy that can write code once. They need something that can help triage issues, inspect patches, run tests, explain trade-offs, and stop when it is uncertain. That means agents need escalation paths. A good maintainer agent should be boring in all the right places, explicit about assumptions, careful with permissions, and allergic to sneaking unreviewed changes into trusted branches. The practical builder lesson is to design your agent runtime before you design your victory lap. Give the agent a budget, give it a workspace, give it scoped credentials, give it logs that a human can understand, and give it a graceful failure mode. A system that says, I stopped because the next action exceeds policy, is far more production ready than one that improvises until the bill arrives. The GitHub lane is noisy, but today's freshest agent-related repositories cluster around local workspaces, artifact production, and state management. Odysseus, a self-hosted AI workspace, showed huge star momentum among newly created agent projects. I would not treat star velocity as quality proof. Stars are attention, not adoption. But attention is still data, and the attention here says developers want workbenches they can inspect, run, and adapt. That instinct is healthy. Agents that operate on private code and real credentials should not be opaque furniture. HTML. Anything is an agentic HTML editor aimed at producing concrete artifacts across surfaces like prototypes, decks, posters, and reports. That is interesting because it places agents directly in a publishing loop. The work product is not a suggestion, it is a thing someone can ship. In that setting, sandboxed preview and export controls matter as much as generation quality. The agent needs to make, but the human still needs to see. OpenSquiller pitches token-efficient AI agents, more intelligence density within the same budget. Whether its implementation proves durable or not, the pitch is exactly where the market is going. Agentic systems burn tokens on context assembly, planning, tool calls, retries, and summaries. Efficiency is no longer a nice-to-have optimization. It is the boundary between a useful automation and an expensive science project. Mirage, a unified virtual file system for AI agents, rounds out the set. File system abstractions sound humble until you have watched an agent get confused about which file changed, which branch it is on, or which artifact is authoritative. A coherent state layer can reduce context rot and make the difference between a one-shot demo and a repeatable workflow. The research lane is wonderfully pointed this morning. Who pays the price? Proposes stakeholder-centric prompt injection benchmarking for real-world web agents. That title is doing work. Many evaluations ask whether an attack succeeded. This paper asks who bears the harm: the user, the service, a third party, or the platform. That is the right question for deployed web agents. If an agent follows malicious page content and leaks data, buys something, posts something, or damages someone else's resource, a single success rate is not enough. You need a map of consequences. HyperTool argues that tool-augmented agents suffer from an execution granularity mismatch. Today, many agents expose every atomic tool call inside the main reasoning loop. Call a tool, read the result, call another, shuttle values around. HyperTool's argument is that some of this should become higher-level executable workflows. My take, yes, with caution. Coarser workflows can reduce token cost and failure surface, but they also hide details. The right version is not make the agent less transparent. It is compile routine operations into auditable, permissioned workflows with clear inputs and outputs. Quick hits, and the first one has teeth. A Hacker News discussion about an AI agent bankrupting its owner while trying to scan DN42 became the morning's cautionary tale. The exact details matter less than the pattern. An autonomous system that can spend money or trigger expensive work needs a budget circuit breaker. Not a suggestion, a breaker. Agents should have maximum spend, maximum runtime, maximum retry count, and alerts before the painful part. Another Hacker News item, MCP solves the plug, not the trust boundary, captures the growing mood around Model Context Protocol. MCP is useful because it standardizes how tools connect. But connection is not authorization. A tool catalog does not decide which tools should be trusted, which action needs confirmation, or how to prevent a malicious description from steering the agent. The next MCP layer is governance, identity, policy, risk scoring, and review. A ShowHN post on cryptographic provenance for AI coding agents challenged the weakness of simple co-authored by attribution. That is a sharp point. If teams are going to accept agent-authored changes, they need evidence. Which agent, which model, or harness? Which prompt context, which files, which tests, which human approval, and which policy allowed the change? Provenance is not bureaucracy. It is how you debug trust. So the brief closes where it began. Persistent agents are meeting the verification wall. The exciting part is that the wall is not a dead end. It is architecture. Give agents durable workspaces, scoped credentials, reproducible environments, budget limits, provenance, and benchmarks that measure real harm. Then the question changes from, can this agent impress me? To, can this agent safely keep working when I am not staring at it? That is the adult version of the agent story, and it is a much more interesting one.